This generation does not know the three critical, crucial, vital things to knowing God. They just don't. They do not know. They know the God of their preacher. I'm positive that you would say, well, our preacher preaches grace. I think you'd say that. You hear it enough. I think you would say that. But do you know God for yourself? The Apostle Paul, after 30 years of preaching in the book of Philippians, said, oh, that I might know Him. You know, there's not a day that passes except I say that to the Lord. I want to know You. Deeper, stronger, more intimately. I want to know You. The God of their traditions, you know the Catholic tradition, the God of their mothers, the God of their customs. But they don't know the God of the Bible, the eternal, awesome, almighty, sovereign, omnipotent, unapproachable, incomprehensible, invisible God that dwells in light that no man can approach. Religious people are on a familiar plane with their God. And you can tell by the way they conduct their talk, their walk, they do not know the eternal God. They just don't. This religious crowd knows nothing of sin. They don't smoke, they don't chew, and don't run with girls that do. They're just, some of you base your whole religion on things you don't do. And it's all a lie because you've done it in thought, word, or deed. It really is. I think about what a liar I have been for so many years in religion. Acting like I wasn't like all of us are. You ever think about that? You ever think about yourself in this light? What a big phony I am. I act like I am so right. But you're not. You're just like the rest of us. I'm looking at people in here have had and are having, still living in and with the most horrendous thoughts. And you're looking at a man just like you. But there is a difference because I'm a new man. There is a new man too here. You may not see a lot of him, but really, I'm all right with God. I mean, God and I are all right, is what I'm saying. There is no sin for me. There is no condemnation. There is no judgment for me. Think about the condemnation most of us live with. You know why? Because we don't understand this so great salvation. Yeah, you are a stinking, no good for nothing, never better in your flesh. But on the other hand, God has born you again and you are a new creature. And that new you never sins. And that old you and that new you don't like each other at all. The devil loves your flesh. He's always accusing you. What an awesome thing it is to say, you know, on the cross, Jesus prayed for me. He prayed that I would be forgiven. So I know I am. Because his prayer was truly answered. I have a mediator. I have a lawyer at the right hand of God. I have an intercessor. You think about this Christ, who in his earthly ministry, he said to Simon Peter, who was a lousy Christian, I don't know how he could be the first pope. I mean, I wouldn't claim Simon Peter to be my pope. I just wouldn't. He was cursing like a sailor when they arrested Jesus. Blank, 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 I never knew the man. And Jesus had told him, Peter, I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And you know what? Peter, before that rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Don't you know when that rooster crowed? That was a poor rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo. But you know when that rooster crowed, do you know that rooster really brought a great message? Don't you know Simon Peter's heart sunk? The man God had played for, the one that Christ had died for, I prayed for you, Peter, that your faith fail not.